This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kids eating for free at school makes sense. Simple as that. I get it. It's expensive. Shocking. It's over budget. We're all gobsmacked about that. But kids getting meals at school makes sense. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830 WCCO. You had Ari with the report. $267 million. That's what it costs to feed kids at school. And I get the argument, Adam. I get the argument that Republicans offered up, listen, we had enough plans already to cover those individuals who financially qualified for assistance. And why should individuals who have some level of money, who have the ability to pay for their kids to have a breakfast or a lunch, why should they get a lunch for free, a breakfast for free? Because that's what school should include. In my opinion, we provide a lot of things at school. We have a lot of challenges in education. We have lousy test scores. And I'm not suggesting that this is going to, wait a year or two and the school test scores are going to skyrocket. But I have zero problem knowing that every kid who goes to school in the state gets breakfast if he or she wants and lunch if he or she wants. Where do you stand?
The breakfast one, I'm a little conflicted on this one because I get it. And I just feel like there should be a better way to opt out of it if we don't need it, so we can get a better idea of how many kids we really need to feed. And I know that the goal, too, is that we don't want to shame kids. We don't want to have different color lunch tickets for kids who have a free lunch. But I feel like there's a better way to say, okay, if I'm a parent, say, no, I can feed my child breakfast and lunch, I opt out of this, and then that's one less lunch we have to pay for. I don't feel like that's such a difficult thing to do. But at the same time, I get your point about, okay, we give kids Chromebooks in many cases, or textbooks if they still exist.
iPads.
We don't make parents pay for that. But I do understand the argument, though, and don't paint people who feel that way as like, you don't want to feed kids. You want kids to starve. You know, I feel that's a disingenuous
position.
Argument.
Dave, put it on Twitter. Yes. Adam Carter doesn't care if your kid gets food any time of the year.
I just feel like that there's enough people out there who say, look, I'm privileged right now I have a job that I can have the money to feed my kids breakfast and lunch. And I feel like I can opt out of that and not make it so, here comes Johnny. He needs a free lunch. Where we don't need to expose those kids to the shame and ridicule of taking that lunch.
The problem, okay, I get that. And I would have no problem. I mean, a man of your means, I mean, you should be buying for other kids. No, I mean, if individuals who are in a position, as I was, if there's a way where we can check a box, we can go online and say, we're going to pay for it, that's fine. But aren't we then going back to the same system where Morgan, Siggy, Hunter, Griffin, and Quentin are now in a line? And wait a second. Morgan and Siggy, your parents are willing to pay. Hunter, Griffin, and Quentin, yours are not. So we're separating kids again. You know, I'm not saying this is the perfect system. And again, any program that gets proposed in St. Paul is always over budget. And that's a problem. Just tell us the truth at the start. But the simple idea that no kid who is eligible from kindergarten to 12th grade, if that food is not provided at home, that should be provided somehow, some way at school. We should include that in the system. We include so many other aspects, the books, the iPads, the Chromebooks,
transportation,
numerous other opportunities. Let's make sure everybody's getting there. We just did an event, Adam. Just an event with Second Harvest Heartland where it was 1 in 5 families are food insecure, which is a stunning number. And then it's 1 in 5 are looming in that position upcoming. So it's pervasive throughout our society. Now, can the argument be made, should the two of us benefit from it when we can afford it? I get it. But if there's a system that's clean enough that can be set up as you laid it out, fine. But if we can't do it, I think we should just accept that school lunch, breakfast, is a part of the day. And I'd push back on breakfast because I think that start of the day, a lot of people like Adam Carter, they're not good morning people, and they need to get some juice. They need to get something going for them, and a lot of kids just don't get that at home.
Yeah, you make a solid argument for it. I just feel that in this day and age, like, we could have cards for kids that they go, that they use for lunch, and you go online, and even like from week to week, if you say, boy, I'm struggling now, I'm going to take advantage of this free lunch, and you can click a box, or if not, I'm going to, for the next 2 weeks, here's the money that, because I had done that prior to a couple years ago where, and there were times when I forgot, and it's like, I didn't have enough money in there to pay for my kids' lunch, but they were still getting fed, thankfully. But that was on me. But I speak as a time in my life where I wasn't so sure about that. I've been there where, geez, I don't have the money to cover this right now.
And 100%.
To have the ability to go and click a box and say, yeah, can you feed my kid this week? I'm all for that. I just feel like there could be better oversight. And if you are that staunch about it, saying, no, I'm going to feed my kids, I should be able to opt out of it and pay in.
Yeah, what I meant about I've been there, I've been the kid because of my mother's decision-making, where we absolutely, on a fairly regular basis, were not getting 3 meals a day. We just weren't. And I was going to buddies. I was going to friends or people were inviting me over. When my mother was making incredibly poor decisions and my sister and I were getting a meal or 2 meals, sometimes 3. But I'm saying it can be the unexpected kid who you would never suspect doesn't have the ability to get food at home. And if we can come up with a clean system, as you've suggested, I'm all for it. But the baseline of, you know, if you're going there, at minimum, breakfast and lunch are available, that's a good thing. What do you want to say? Lots of texts coming in. If you want to add a phone call, you certainly can. 651-461-9226. You agree with what I'm saying? You like Adam's nuance? We're going to hear from Dave when we come back. You massively disagree with us? Add some context. The texts are coming in. Love them. Phone call would be great, too. 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes I try to play along, Adam Carter, with the music theme, the bumper music theme before it takes place. And I would have put all my chips in the table today and said, I know Dave Harrigan's music theme. Do you feel like you know the music theme?
I do, because we've talked about it already.
Has to be the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nomination.
Yes. Incorrect. That's right. I should have known that. I should have known that, because Dave was upset that we had done that. And you know what? To Josh Wheeler's credit, he said, I bet you Dave's going to do that theme. I said, no, Dave will come up with something more creative than just playing the people who are nominated.
No, I'm very, very bitter at Carter today, because as I was driving in.
Wait a second. Hold on. You stole the music theme idea?
Oh, come on. It's in all the trades, buddy. Okay? you're not the first one sitting down at this table.
Wow.
This buffet of radio genius.
Oh, my God.
But
you've overstayed at the buffet. What are you talking about?
But I was thinking Dave will come up with something more, maybe adjacent to that, but something more creative.
Well, I wanted to mail in it. I'll be honest.
Okay.
I saw the names came out. I saw it early this morning, I think, is when I saw the news. It's a great, easy bump theme. This is tremendous.
Yeah.
And then I got bitter at Carter driving in because, hey, I'm going to do a bump theme. It's going to be a great idea. Let's do all the rock and roll.
Because they do it so
Hall
often, right,
Dave? Yeah, exactly. That's a staple of the 9 to noon show. Always has been. So I had to be creative. And it just so happens that one of the tunes I found to fit today's theme was Fish. They are part of the nomination class. That's why I threw it in here. It's an okie doke. Throwing you off. I threw you off, Chad. You thought I was going with it.
Well, I didn't realize we had Steelers in our midst.
What are we talking about with Brian Belsky coming up in a couple hours?
Inflation.
That's exactly right. So we've got, you know what? Inflation's getting a bad rap these days. We're looking at the positive side of inflation, all right? What song was that, Adam?
Underrated.
It's called Tube, I believe, is a song.
Songs about things that can be inflated.
Nice. Very good.
Way more work than you wanted to put in.
A lot of work.
But I knew you were up for the challenge.
Yes. Yeah. That's what he's here for, Dave. He's trying to make you better.
Make you better.
He basically, you know what he said to you? Do better.
Yeah. Thanks, Coach.
I'm here to
make
you better.
We're talking school lunches. Free school lunches. Will wants to call in on the topic and then a slew of texts. We'll get to those. Will, thanks for listening. You're on CCO. Go ahead.
Hello, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you brought up a very good point I wanted to address about the shame of being on when I grew up in the 80s, I lived in North Minneapolis. I went to school in South Minneapolis because there were different programs you could go to. And, of course, there was a difference in economic, being in North Minneapolis versus South Minneapolis, for example. And you brought up dealing with the shame of it, and I went through that. And I remember I didn't like it. And so what I did is I went out and started working odd jobs and after school and saved money so I could pay for lunch. And, you know, I was fortunate that I could do that, but some people are not in that position to do that. And, you know, I'm pretty conservative. I tend to vote pretty Republican, but Walls and the Democrats were right on this one. Feeding kids is a real good thing. You know, you go through a period of time when you're 12, 14, 16, 17 years old, things change for you very rapidly. And, you know, being singled out because you're poor or you can't afford lunch, that can be avoided. That's my comment.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate the phone call. Very good points. Let's get to a lot of texts here, Adam. I was able to get free lunch when I was in high school. The tickets were a different color for everybody else. It was demoralizing. So nice if others had this situation. You know, that's picking up on Will, his point, and something we addressed. It's so much of school is categories, it's groups, it's maybe you want to be in those groups, you want to be in those categories. And for some kids, when they go through this process, if they're in a different line or they have a different ticket, they're not phased. But for other kids, it does bother them. So again, I'm not saying the way the state has set it up, it's flawless, it's perfect, it's the only system. But the overall idea, Adam, that when you go to school as an option, if you didn't get it at home or your parents don't have the money or they forgot, that you always know you get a breakfast or lunch, I think that's something that just should be the mindset going forward.
I hear you. I feel like the system should allow for people to opt out. Of course, we could do that with taxes, too. Hey, you know, I'm doing well. I think I'm going to pay some more taxes.
Right.
We know how well that would go over.
Dave, what do you want to say about this?
I'm not like Adam. I want kids to eat food. I think it's good that kids get to eat. No, I mean, I have got no problem with it. As we, you know, said over and over and heard over and over just last week as we were doing the End Hunger Together radiothon, we have the food. We have the money in this country. Yes, it costs us a little more as taxpayers in Minnesota, but I'm, you know, selfishly, as a father with one in school and another starting next year, yeah, I really love it. I think I would still be in favor of it if my kids weren't in school. But you know what? If the state wants to take an extra 10 minutes off my plate every day by having to make lunch for the one now, it's almost two kids, yeah, I'm on board. And while you're at it, why don't you give them dinner? Send them home with a nice, Salisbury steak.
How about like the outfit? Do you want that too? Some clothes?
That would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be good. We're also getting a lot of texts, Adam, about the amount of waste. And when Q was going, I would go a few times just to sit with him and his friends. Hunter and Griffin would have never come home a single time if I sat with him, sat with either one of them. And it is a reminder, there is a stunning amount of food which is tossed out. And we should be better about that. We as a society should be better about that. But I don't think because so many kids only eat half their meal, or it's incredibly difficult for the schools to decide how much food they should prepare, I don't think that should then be a reason why we're going to not deny kids whose parents, if they don't have the money, we're now not going to give you food because we're already wasting too much food.
Right. But that the same technology and the same innovation that goes into making sure that doesn't happen, I think can happen on the front end as well.
Yeah. I mean, a more efficient way to do this is the best way. And it's hard for government to really pull this off. More text. You are paying for the lunches if you can afford it because you're likely paying more taxes. More text. I agree with Adam. It should be possible for parents and kids to opt out. Most of the kids I know won't eat the school food because they are picky eaters. Okay, so let's get to that too. When Michelle Obama wanted to try and get healthy, it was laughed. It was derided. Mind your own business. And people would talk about the amount of food that was thrown out. I get it. Now, because he just was approved, and oh boy, I'm excited. RFK Jr., I think Adam, and I'm not even kidding, I think Adam is more qualified to be the secretary of HHS. But now, a lot of the same people are excited that we're going to try to get kids to eat healthier. So there's a lot of hypocrisy. So I get it, Adam, if all of a sudden Morgan and Siggy have really healthy food presented to them at school, is it guaranteed they're going to eat it? No. But should that be more of an option? Absolutely.
Yeah. We do need to eat better, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. All right, you're going back to the dentist again?
Yeah, this is a drill baby drill day, so pray for me. Thoughts and prayers.
Is this it? Are you?
Oh, no. I've got plenty of work to be done. I'm going to be Rex Ryan when it's done. Just beautiful white teeth of Rex Ryan.
Interesting feet, too.
Yes. You take your shoes off for me, please, Doc.
Maybe that's the way. Get it done. Do both, you know. All right, my brother. Have fun. Yep. We'll chat tomorrow. Because it's really the right thing to say to somebody when they're about to go to the dentist. Have fun. I think so. Rena, speaking of fun, Rena's next on CCO. Rena's here like she is every Wednesday. You can check out Rena and her great work on Channel 11. Could be 4 o'clock, could be 5 o'clock, could be 6 o'clock, could be 10 o'clock. She could be knocking at your house and just providing newscasts. Was I supposed to break that news that it's a new Care 11 bit? That in the summer...
You show up at your house?
Yeah. You will show up and you will provide a newscast just for the cul-de-sac.
You live on a cul-de-sac?
No, you will only go to homes if they're on a cul-de-sac, so it can be multiple homes.
Okay. like a town crier. I just stand in the middle of the street and I start yelling news to people.
Yes. Although we can say this, you know, radio ratings in particular AM are so fickle. So a couple program directors ago, they thought they knew which cities some of the people with the diaries had. So we started going and doing remotes in their city, hoping somehow they would listen more because, you know, let's say it's Lakeville. So we went to the Lakeville Denny's or something, you know, hoping that somebody who has the book would be like, hey, I just drove by. There's the CCO wagon. And they're at the Lakeville Denny's. Yeah.
They care about us.
Yes, exactly. They care
about us.
Are
you here in Lakeville?
Yeah. Well, are you driving right now? Where are you?
I'm in the newsroom. Would you like me to go somewhere?
Oh, you're in the newsroom. Oh, I thought it was. I thought it sounded more festive than normal. What is the temperature? I mean, not literally the temperature, but what it's like. What is it like in the KARE 11 newsroom at 12:40 on a Wednesday?
Fairly quiet, actually. People just doing their thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's just kind of doing their thing, eating lunch at their desks, because that's what we do.
Which gig are you on? Yeah, which gig are you on today?
I am doing the 4 today, but I also have a special story running at 10, so I'm teasing it in the other shows. And finally got the SNL stuff all together. So we did the musicians a couple of weeks ago. And then tonight is Al Franken and some of the other Minnesota Connections, people who have hosted and been on the show before, Minnesotans who've been parodied, Minnesota itself being made fun of on SNL. So that story runs tonight at 10. And then we filmed a streaming special with all the stories and a couple of other fun behind-the-scenes stuff and anecdotes that's going to be streaming on KARE 11 Plus. So that's what I'm doing today.
Excellent. Early next hour, I'm going to react to a USA Today list. They ranked the 50 greatest actors and actresses who have been cast members. If you had to say number one for you, since we're coming up on Sunday night, will be the big SNL celebration. There'll be hundreds and hundreds of big stars there. Do you have one single favorite?
Gosh, this is hard because I have favorite skits. I have a lot of favorite cast members, and for different reasons, some who are influential, some are just the funniest of them all. Will Ferrell's got to be just right near the top. Dana Carvey, Kenan Thompson is probably my favorite just because all he has to do is appear on camera and I start laughing for some reason.
That's good.
Yeah, there's Chris Farley. Those would probably be my top four.
Good. Okay, we're going to get more to that with the audience at 105. Okay, so I want to talk music with you because we have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and their nominations today. And I'm going to go through a few of these with you. What kind of music listener is Rena Sargentopoulos when you're in your car and you're not podcasting this show, which I know you do quite frequently? In fact, it's playing at your house continuously. Dave Harrigan, do you think for 1 second she has ever listened to this show if she wasn't on it? What is your sense, Dave?
I know she has, because there was at least one time where she texted me during the middle of the show about something we were talking about. And, of course, naturally, she was telling me I was exactly right.
Can't be this show. Did she think she was texting or calling Brandon Molesky? You know,
no, it was this show. Perhaps, you know, I bet you were off the show. I'm sure it was a fill-in host.
Yes, more likely to listen then. Okay, music. What kind of music consumer is Rena Sargentopoulos?
I'm kind of all over the board. Lots of country. I do enjoy country music.
Okay.
And I don't know. Ever since my daughter, it's been a little bit different. Like, I've been listening a lot to Wicked, which is unfortunate. But lots of Wicked right now. Kids bop.
Oh, God.
So I'm the wrong person to ask right now. I'm in the wrong era of life to discuss my favorite anything, because I don't get to have a favorite anything.
Your daughter is 8, am I right?
Correct.
Yeah, so that is a – and, Dave, you chime in too. That's a mode where 8-year-old boy or girl, maybe more girl, maybe I'm profiling here, might want to listen to the same music over and over and over again. And as a parent, that gets excruciating. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, for me, yes, absolutely. The amount of dumb songs that I have played through my head during the day is absurd.
Dave, how about the girls with you and music right now?
Currently, Rena, are you familiar with the series of Zombies movies on Disney?
Indeed, I am.
There are 3 of them, Chad, and I think there's a 4th coming out. Oh, goody. but they're musicals, and the kids nonstop for the last many months. Whenever they're in the kitchen and Alexa's there, play Zombies, play Zombies 2, play Zombies 3. That has only trumped most recently by there is a song that goes something like, this song's going to get stuck inside your head.
Oh, no.
That our oldest loves to play to annoy. And my wife the other day had to threaten her, if you do that one more time.
Oh, my God. I was there a long time ago. I'm glad I'm not there now. Okay, let's pause with Rena right here. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to go through the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees, and let's find out our excitement to see any of them in concert. Okay, we're not going to judge. Yeah, exactly. Okay, with Rena, the concert has to be one song quietly at her house by herself. Okay, so she's not going with you and 50,000 others, 20,000. It's, you know, Joe Cocker has to rise from the heavens and come back and, you know, play one of his tunes right there for Rena. And then she's going to say after one song, that was fine, get out of here now.
That's good.
You move on, Joe.
Listen to your album on Spotify now, please and thank you.
Exactly. All right, let's go through that with Rena. You can chime in, too. If you know the nominees and you can only see one of them in concert, well, I'll go through it real quick. Bad Company, Black Crowes, Mariah Carey, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Billy Idol, Joy Division / New Order, Cyndi Lauper, is it Mana? Not familiar. Oasis, ooh. Outkast, Fish, Soundgarden, The White Stripes. If you can see one of them, only one of them, and maybe they play an entire concert or one song, who's your pick? 651-461-9226. I think Rena needs to hear about your music theme, Dave, including your anger towards Adam Carter.
Well, my music theme was going to be a nice, easy layup today. It was going to be the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Don't have to think about it. Nice and easy. Bing, bang, boom. And then Adam decided to steal the idea of having a bump theme altogether. Yeah. And, of course,
never has done it once before.
Yeah, exactly. Never. But, oh, Fish is involved, so we got to do it. So I had to pivot. And since inflation, we'll be talking that a little later, and inflation really has gotten a very bad rap over the last many weeks and months and years, I'm sick of it. It's time to stick up for the good points of inflation. So we're having things that can be inflated and provide a little fun. For instance, tires, as Brad Paisley was singing about.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's genius. I heard that in your voice.
It's troubling. Rena,
okay.
I mean... I know. I have to work with him and talk to him.
You get to. You have the privilege of.
No. All right, let's go through the nominees. Bad Company. I like Bad Company. Rena, where do you stand on Bad Company?
I don't know that I know a song of theirs. They're like a super.
They work
group,
in their
right?
name
like,
a lot.
Like a,
yeah, there is the like song called of... Bad Company.
That's not by them, though, is it?
It is.
Oh, Bad Company. Yeah, it is. So right now, I'm guessing, Dave, Rena's a no to see them because she does not know a single song.
Correct.
I would see Bad Company, but they're not number one on my list. I'm gonna hold out on that one. The Black Crowes, Dave Harrigan, Black Crowes. I've had a chance to see the Black Crowes multiple times. Like them a lot.
Okay. If you're buying tickets, I'll come with you, but nah, they're not really my jam.
You're not excited. Rena, familiarity with the Black Crowes?
This was my era, so I at least know the songs, and I would be able to pick out a couple of them. If we're going in just this group, I guess it would have to be closer to the top.
The biggest headline, without a doubt, Mariah Carey. Okay, I know you're familiar with Mariah Carey. What's your excitement level for her?
I don't even know if I would take free tickets to a Mariah Carey concert.
Wow. Dave, how about that assault on Mariah Carey?
I'm convinced.
America's sweetheart.
I'm convinced I wouldn't take free tickets.
See?
Well, she's such a diva now. But back in the 90s when she burst upon the scene and that voice, at first, now, am I going to go to a whole show? Hell no. But admiration for the voice, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Chubby Checker. Okay. Did this slip by him? Doesn't it seem like an automatic, Rena, that Chubby Checker would have been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, why did this take so long?
I don't know.
I would have just assumed he was already in.
Yeah. Okay, here's who I would see, number one on the list, Joe Cocker. Harrigan, Joe Cocker.
I'd be all in. He's my easy number two on the list.
Easy number two. Rena, you know some Joe Cocker tunes.
Okay. Are you?
Okay. Maybe that's a no.
Probably.
All right. Billy Idol. I mean, okay, White Wedding. What do we have? Like four really big hits with Billy?
Yeah.
Dave, what would you say?
Probably.
White Wedding, Moni Moni.
Yeah.
There's a couple others, yeah.
Dancing with Myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rebel Yell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably all Joy Division. Album, being honest.
Yeah. Joy Division, New Order. I had to go back and remind myself some tunes. Like them, Harrigan? I don't know enough. About their tunes, though. I don't think.
I don't know enough about them.
I honestly don't remember the band at all. I don't even remember, hearing this band's name.
Okay. You're familiar with Cyndi Lauper. What about Cindy? Yeah. Yes. You're in?
I think she's the same as Billy Idol to me. You had a couple of songs, but I don't know.
I think she had even less, but...
That's possible.
I'm always
She's
confused.
She's on the Soraya with commercials now.
Yes, she does. That speaks to the wheelhouse now. Is it Mana, Dave? Do we know? Mana?
When you have to ask that question, they shouldn't be on the list.
I think so. Or we're limited. Oasis, I'm guessing. No, I'm not going to. That's not Dave's number one. I don't think that's his number one.
It's not.
I like me some Oasis. I feel like I hear more about them hating each other than I do the music anymore.
Do they hate each other? Are they going to show up together? Is it going to be drama? Because I will watch if there's drama.
Oh, there's great drama. Outkast. Erica?
Okay, do they not only have one song, or am I just imagining that?
I'm kind of thinking the same thing.
Well, they've got more than one. They're, I mean, certainly the one is above all the others, but they've got enough tunes. They can be on the list, sure.
Carter says Fish. They're not making it. No chance. No, I'm not going to that show. This is Dave's number one, Soundgarden.
No, goodness, no.
Really?
Soundgarden? Oh, if they were in my backyard, I'd call the cops.
So White Stripes is your number one.
Yes, White Stripes was, I was all in on them for a long stretch of my late high school, college years.
I like White Stripes. Rena, you familiar with the Stripes?
I I know Jack White, right? That's his name. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I've heard of him and I've heard of the White Stripes. It just was not my, it was not my wheelhouse when they were crazy popular.
The next host of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominations, Rena Sargentopoulos, here on WCCO.
You had to know I was the wrong person to ask about this.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.